One of the first studies on fluoride in water was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, back in 1945. Dentist Howard Pollack says the start date for that trial was published in the newspaper. But then the study was temporarily postponed before health officials could notify residents.
All the complaints came in that people were getting rashes, they were feeling bad, all kinds of problems, they thought, because of the fluoride starting in the water. Well, in fact, it hadn't actually started yet.
Pollack is a spokesman for the American Dental Association and professor at the University of California, San Francisco School of Dentistry. He says when you look beyond one or two studies at the total evidence, there are no health problems linked to low levels of fluoride in drinking water. Pollack says adding fluoride protection to municipal water has been a cost-effective strategy for dental health.
It's more of a social justice issue these days, where we have to provide what we can for those most vulnerable, those most needy, those that don't have access to the things that you and I might have access to.
Pollack first became a dentist in 1967.
The decay was rampant.
My grandparents, none of them were fairly educated people. They didn't have their teeth when they were 60 years old.
That's Christopher Hughes. He leads the pediatric clinic at the Rutgers School of Dental Medicine.
You know, the improvement in dental health over the last century is phenomenal. And a lot of this is attributable to fluoridation of communal water supplies. It's an undeniable fact.
This week, the federal government lowered its recommendation on the optimal fluoride level in water. But officials didn't cite health problems. Instead, there's a cosmetic issue. Too much fluoride can create white spots on the teeth of very young children. The condition is called fluorosis.
This is not an exaggeration. You could be married to someone for 30 years and not know they had mild or very mild fluorosis. This is something that only a dentist would be able to discriminate.
Today, nearly every toothpaste at the drugstore has fluoride. And critics say that's a better way to protect people from tooth decay. Use fluoride directly on the teeth, then spit it out.
We now know that fluoride doesn't need to be swallowed. And if there's no need to swallow it, why are we adding it to the water where you have to swallow it?
Michael Conant is an attorney for the Fluoride Action Network. He says people who don't want fluoride in their water should have that option.
And so there's a real consumer choice issue that's being neglected by the government's policy.
The new water standard is the first update from the U.S. Public Health Service since 1962.
I think it's telling that it took so long for government health authorities to finally act on the obvious. You know, I think there's a nebulous sense that this issue was resolved long time ago, the science was settled 50 or 60 years ago, and the only people who oppose it are a bunch of crackpots. And it's really not the case.
Conant says it's been hard to communicate health concerns about the newer science on fluoride because so much cultural baggage still dogs the debate. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.